This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's local governments would lose some of their power to limit growth under a housing bill in the state capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Cities like Lakewood, Golden, and Boulder cap how many residential permits they issue each year. Affordable housing advocates, like Jack Regenbogen with the Colorado Poverty Law Project, argue those limitations drive up the cost of housing.
This directly contributes to higher cost of rent, which in turn leads to a greater number of evictions.
But at Wednesday's hearing on a bill to do away with municipal growth caps, opponents worried the policy could be interpreted too broadly and be used to get around more targeted rules intended to ensure sustainable development. Republican Representative Don Wilson.
I am concerned that this bill will be weaponized by developers.
A similar bill failed at the legislature last year, but this session views appear to have changed. This bill passed its first committee Wednesday on a vote of 9-2. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Removing every lead pipe in Colorado would cost $12 billion, according to a new report from the EPA. CPR's Paolo Jalcida.
The first-of-its-kind survey helps inform how much federal aid each state will receive. Colorado is getting $32 million this year specifically for lead pipe removal. About 1% of the state's water infrastructure has lead in it. Florida, by comparison, has lead in over 12% of its pipes, the most in the country. People who ingest lead can face serious health problems, such as memory loss and developmental issues. I'm Paolo Jalcida, CPR News.
Runoff elections for mayor are shaping up in Denver and Colorado Springs. In the Springs, it looks like the choice next month will be between Yemi Mobolade and Wayne Williams. In Denver, Mike Johnston leads a long list of candidates from Tuesday's ballot. His opponent in the runoff is still undetermined. This is CPR News and KRCC.